Om Shri Sai Ram. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. Hyman Johnson. I'm Professor Emeritus from Antioch University, Santa Barbara, California. I'm also the Director of the Institute of Satyasai Education for the United States, and I'm a member of the Education Committee of the Sri Satyasai World Foundation. I'm happy to introduce our first speaker, Mr. George Bebedelis. George Bebedelis was born in Greece. He has a degree in mechanical engineering and master's degrees in education, history, and philosophy of science and technology from the University of Athens. George first came to Swami in 1987 at the age of 25, inspired by his message of universal love and truth. He has been an active member of the Greek Satyasai organization, serving as a center leader, national Seva coordinator, national education coordinator, and currently serves as the central coordinator of Greece. George has been a faculty member of the European Institute of Satyasai Education and is now director of the Institute of Satyasai Education of Southern Europe. He currently teaches mechanical engineering in secondary vocational schools in Athens, Greece. On behalf of the Sri Satyasai World Foundation, and on this most lovely and auspicious Guru Purnima afternoon, please welcome Mr. George Bebedelis.
I offer my humble and loving salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the Guru of Gurus. Respected elders, distinguished guests, dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all of you on this holy Guru Purnima day. For all of us, spiritual seekers of truth, this is a most auspicious day to pay homage to our divine master and guru who has come to guide us from the unreal to the real, from darkness to light, from death to immortality. Asatoma sat gamaya, tamasoma jyotir gamaya, mrityor ma amrutam gamaya. When I first visited Prasanthi Nilayam 27 years ago, it happened to be Guru Purnima. I didn't know then the importance of this day. Nevertheless, when I had the first darshan of Bhagavan Baba, I knew that at last, after long searching, I had found my true guru and guide, who could safely lead me to that which was the yearning of my soul. That means knowledge of divine truth. Since then, I have become a regular and active member of Satyasai organization, which Swami has established all over the world in order to give us the tools to reach this goal. What are these tools? His name, Sai, gives us the answer. S stands for service, A for adoration, I for illumination. Swami explains this in another way as well. The three W's, WWW. What do these three W's indicate in our modern times of information and technology? World Wide Web, that means Internet. However, Swami advises, serve the inner net, not the internet, and provides the right spelling of www. That means work, worship, wisdom. In my talk, I will follow these two formulas in order to briefly speak about the three main activities of Sri Satya Sai organization around the world, that is, service, devotion, and spiritual study. These three paths have been described since ancient times as Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and Jnana Yoga. Let us first start with the first letter of Sai's name, S, service, or first W, work, Karma Yoga. In the entrance of Super Speciality Hospital, there is a saying in Sanskrit, Paropakarartam idam sariram. That means, the purpose of this body is to serve others. The Sri Satya Sai organization is often called Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, in order to emphasize the spirit of loving service that all the workers of this organization are filled with. On Swami Samadhi, out of the innumerable volumes of his teachings, just four words have been chosen to remind us always the sublime cause that this organization stands for. Love all, serve all. Service is the spontaneous act of the heart which realizes the unity of all creation. In Sai Kulwan Hall, the Purusha Suktam is daily chanted. Sahasra Sirisha Purusaha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. All heads are his, all eyes are his, all feet are his. Whoever you meet, think of me, Swami advises. Treat everyone as your own self. Even after his Mahasamadhi in April 2011, he continues to guard, guide, and inspire millions worldwide to live the ideal that service to man is service to God. The global magnitude to which his work has quietly grown is astounding and unparalleled in the history of mankind. Inspired by Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the Satya Sai International Organization spreads his universal message of pure love and selfless service through approximately 2,000 Satya Sai centers in 126 countries outside of India. Satya Sai Baba's global healthcare mission provides high-quality healthcare to the needy with love and compassion, completely free of cost. Yearly, tens of thousands of patients are examined free of charge at numerous medical, dental, and vision camps held in many countries across the globe. Disaster relief services are provided lovingly and expeditiously in many areas of the world in response to natural disasters. Haiti was struck by a massive earthquake on January 2010, which devastated the country, killing about 250,000 people and rendering about 1.5 million Haitians homeless. The Satya Sai International Organization was amongst the first responders offering relief on the ground. As of January 2014, the Sai organization continues to serve meals to the poor and deprived Haitians, whereas many of the NGOs and government organizations that came to Haiti offered relief and aid for a limited period of time. The Satya Sai International Organization has continued its aid to the present day. The country of Philippines was hit by Typhoon Haiyan on November 2013. This was one of the strongest tropical cyclones ever recorded and left behind it more than 6,000 dead people. The Satya Sai organization immediately provided relief with food and health care for thousands and continues to do so. In my country, Greece, Satya Sai volunteers are constantly engaged in service activities in many different ways. Regular visits to institutions of underprivileged children, medical care, school supplies, service to the elderly, blood donations, home repairs, water supply for remote houses of deprived areas, distribution of clothes, provision of food to poor families and homeless people. Every major occasion, such as Bhagavan's birthday in Mahasamadhi, Christmas or Mahasivaratri, is observed lovingly with devotional and service activities. Entertaining programs are regularly organized in institutions of grown-up people and children with physical and mental challenges who are forgotten by their own families. In such cases, the Satya Sai volunteers become their own relatives to give joy and solace to their lonely souls. One outstanding service activity which took place in a global level last year was the project Serve the Planet, initiated by the youth of our organization as the best way to celebrate the Avatar Declaration Day on 20th of October. On this day, Satya Sai volunteers around the world served food to the needy, following the example of Bhagavan himself, who fed the poor as Narayana Seva, serving the Lord in human form. Nearly 10,000 Satya Sai volunteers provided service to more than 60,000 impoverished people around the world on 20th of October 2013. The energy and impact of service focused on a singular theme on the same day around the world created a great sense of global unity, harmony, and love. This year, this project will go on with the theme, Children, Our Future. Bhagavan Baba has repeatedly underlined the importance of loving service to the children. In our modern world, especially in the developed countries of the West, the cardinal need for children is not just nutrition of the body, but nutrition of the soul. Jesus has said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." He recognized that the material things of life are secondary to things spiritual. He taught men not to be overly concerned with things temporal and material, but to seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be provided. So, one of the focal aims of this year's Serve the Planet project for the children will be teaching of human values and nurturing their tender hearts with Satya Sai Educare. Also, we will be providing school supplies, help at orphanages, and preventive health. Let us now move to the second letter of Sai's name, A, that means adoration, or second W, worship, bhakti yoga. What is one of the most favorite bhajans of Swami? Hari bhajan bina sukha shanti nahi. Hari naam bina nanda nahi. Prema bhakti bina udhara nahi. Guru seva bina nirvana nahi. Guru seva bina nirvana nahi. Without singing to the Lord, there's no peace or happiness. Without praising His name, there's no feeling of bliss. Without love and devotion, we never will be free. Without service to Him, no salvation can there be. Satya Sai centers all over the world perform regular group devotional singing, which normally takes place on a weekly basis. The fundamental message of Swami regarding the unity of all religions becomes a living experience when all devotees join their voices in praise of the one Almighty Lord. The great saying of Rig Veda goes, Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudava Danti. Truth is one, but sages call it by various names. Allah, Ishvara, Rama, Krishna, Jesus, Buddha, Zoroastra, Mahavira, all are one, and this one is the resident of our hearts. Group devotional singing is the royal path to the awakening of the divine presence within. In Prasanthi Nilayam, the major festivals of all religions are celebrated in the same spirit of reverence and honor. Christmas, Mahasivaratri, Ramadan, Buddha Purnima, Ramanavami, Sri Krishna Janmashtami. The same happens all over the world. The unity of all faiths is a fundamental principle of Sai teachings which inspires all seekers of truth around the globe. This avatar of love has come to set aside narrow-mindedness and to teach all humanity that all faiths glorify the one God. All hearts are motivated by Him alone. All names and forms are His. As we heard in His morning divine discourse, there is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one language, the language of the heart. There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one God, and He is omnipresent. Now, the third letter of Sai's name, I. That means illumination, or third W, wisdom, Jnana Yoga. Speaking about illumination, wisdom, or Jnana Yoga, one word comes in our minds, educare. Satya Sai Educare has been aptly described as the Veda of 21st century, revealed to the modern world by our divine master, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The word educare is the Latin root of the English word education, and it means to bring out, to manifest, to educe. The purpose of Satya Sai Educare is to bring out from within the hidden treasure of human values, truth, righteousness, peace, love, and non-violence. Satya, Dharma, Santi, Prema, and Ahimsa. Human values are the divine ideals which have to guide our lives. The word ideal comes from the Greek word idea, introduced to the philosophical thought by the great Greek philosopher Plato, who lived in ancient Athens at the end of the 5th century and first half of the 4th century BC. Idea in Greek literally means that which is seen. Thus, human values or human ideals are not simply moral principles to guide our hands in day-to-day life, but even more, they are divine truths that can be seen through the inner eye of the soul. They are not simply reached by the ordinary perception and systematic reflection of the mind or head. Human values are experienced through the direct, illumined vision of the heart. Thus, Satya Sai Educare becomes the unity of the three eights, hands, head, and heart. EHV equals 3HV. This wonderful and easy to remember formula, given time and again by Bhagavan Baba, includes the essence of Satya Sai education. Today's education is concerned only for the body and mind, without reaching up to the spirit or heart. The formula 3HV is identical with the well-known tripartite division of human soul, initiated and analyzed by Plato in his famous book, The Republic. According to Plato, individual and social justice, well-being and happiness consists in maintaining the three parts of the soul in a harmonious coordination, where the spiritual part, or the heart, or conscience, has the ruling authority. As Satyasai often advises, don't follow the body, don't follow the mind, follow the conscience. Bhagavan Baba has often mentioned in his discourses the importance of ancient Greek philosophy, which constitutes the foundation of Western philosophical thought. During interviews, he often asked the Greek devotees, and me personally, the question, who was the Guruji of Alexander the Great? And we answered, Aristotle Swami. And then Swami continued, who was the Guruji of Aristotle? Plato Swami. And who was the Guruji of Plato? Socrates Swami. Then Swami, hearing the name of Socrates, was immersed in bliss. He loved Socrates so much. Once he told us, Socrates is not the right pronunciation. The right pronunciation is Socrates. We were all taken aghast, because this is indeed the right pronunciation in Greek. Socrates. And then Swami continued, his name reveals his identity. So means he. Krat means creator. He is creator. He is divine. And he continued, Socrates was the same with me, but in a different time. He was teaching young students the same fundamental inquiry, like I do. Know thyself. Ninu nivu telusuko. And then he continued, always inquire, who am I? Who am I? Then you will know the answer. I am not the body. I am not the senses. I am not the mind. I am the master of the body. I am the master of the senses. I am the immortal Atma. Socrates was totally detached from the senses. He didn't have body consciousness. He was fully aware of his divine nature. In the jail, when the guard brought the poison for his execution, all his disciples were crying. But Socrates told them, why are you crying? This is not a sign of spiritual men. This is not the attitude of true philosophers. The true philosophers are always most eager to release the soul from the fetters of the body. And the study of philosophers is just this, the release and separation of the soul from the body. So Socrates died with his mind totally focused on God, and he achieved complete union with him. That's why Swami loved it so much. Another question that Swami used to ask Greek devotees in the interviews was, what was the essence of Plato's teachings? Although Greeks, we were unable to reply. Then Swami himself gave the answer. The essence of Plato's teachings was truth, goodness, and beauty. Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Sarvarupadharam Santam Sarvanamadharam Sivam Sachitanandarupam Advaitam Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Satyam Sivam Sundaram is another name for the one divine truth which is the foundation of this manifested world of names and forms. It is the one beyond name, form, and attributes, the one without second, Advaita Darsanam Jnanam. The vision of non-duality is true knowledge. Behind the apparent manifestation of this world, there is only one reality without second. Not two, only one. How many times Swami has said this in his discourses? Not two, only one. Truly speaking, this entire world is a mere illusion created by the mind. Bhagavan guides us to raise our consciousness beyond body and mind identification and realize the great truth, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma, I am God. Then the illusion will at once disappear. The great sage Adi Shankaracharya, the founder of Advaita Vedanta, has said, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya Jivu Brahmaiva Naparaha. God only is true. The world is just an illusion. The individual is none other than God. In his discourses, Swami emphasized always this great truth. He has said, everything is within you. Nothing is outside. Close your eyes and see yourself. Turn your vision inwards and ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? Your breathing process will give you the correct reply. So hum. So hum. So means that. Hum means I. I am that. I am God. Your breathing process makes you aware of your divinity every moment. This is the highest sadhana. 18 years ago, on November 1996, during Bhagavan's 71st birthday celebrations, the Greek devotees performed a drama in Purnachandra Auditorium. The drama was entitled The Tales of Janaka. King Janaka was a karma yogi, totally dedicated to the service of his people. Though he was burdened with great responsibilities and duties as a king, he remained detached from the world and unshakably focused on the spiritual path and the final goal, self-realization. As Bhagavan has said, one must have the head of Sankara, the heart of Buddha, and the hands of Janaka. The drama consisted of three stories selected from Bhagavan's divine discourses. These stories describe the yearning of King Janaka for truth and his meetings with three great sages of the ancient times, Vasistha, Sukha, and Astavakra. During the arrangements of the drama, Swami gave to our group, which he used to call drama boys, special blessings. He was coming daily to Purnachandra to supervise the rehearsals and to give his advice for each single detail. In the drama, there were two female roles. One was the queen, the wife of King Janaka, and the other was Mother Sita, the wife of Sri Ram. Swami had given us strict instructions that only boys should perform. So these two female roles had been given to boys only by Swami himself. To me, it was assigned the role of Sita. As I said, Swami was coming daily to Purnachandra. So we had the chance to ask every little question that passed our minds. During the preparations, we had gone through all the discourses of Swami, as well as through other books. But we didn't find anywhere the name of King Janaka's wife. So one day, we decided to ask Swami about this. Swami came. We were ready. We asked, Swami, please tell us what was the name of King Janaka's wife. Then Swami became very serious. He closed his eyes as if he wanted to connect with the past. Thousands of years ago, we became also very serious and waited anxiously his answer. the revelation of the name of King Janaka's wife. Then Swami opened his eyes, looked to us playfully, and with a bright smile he said, "The name of King Janaka's wife was Mrs. Janaka." Then, the next day, he came to my Sai brother, who enacted the queen, and he asked him again playfully, "How are you, Mrs. Janaka?" I was jealous. I wanted also his attention. Immediately Swami responded. He turned to me with the same playful bright smile and he asked me, "How are you, Mrs. Rama?" Let me now come back to the drama. In the first story, King Janaka returns to his palace very tired. He sits on his throne and in front of him is a table full of delicacies. The queen is by his side and very tenderly she massages his feet. King Janaka falls asleep and has a strange dream. In the dream, he has lost his kingdom and he is wandering exhausted and very hungry in a forest. There he comes across three robbers who pity him and invite him to share some food with them. Before he even has a chance to take one bite, a tiger appears. They are all scared to death and shout, "Tiger, tiger, run for your lives!" At that moment, full of fear, Janaka wakes up. He looks around him. He is sitting in a comfortable sofa. In front of him, there is a table full of delicious food, and the queen is tenderly massaging his feet. Then he falls in a trance, and he wonders aloud, asking, "Is this real, or is that real? Is this the truth, or is that the truth?" The queen asks, "What are you talking about, my king? What do you want to know, Maharaja?" But King Janaka does not respond. He keeps asking, "Is this true, or is that true? Idinijama, adinijama. Is this real, or is that real?" The queen is very worried and calls the prime minister and the family preceptor. No one understands the dilemma of the king, who keeps asking, "Is this true, or is that true?" They try to bring him back to his normal state, but with no success. The king does not communicate with anyone. Finally, they decide to call the great Rishi Vasistha. When Vasistha arrives, he sees the king in this trance, and with his yogic vision, he understands the king's state and the depth of his dilemma. Then he says to him, "King Janaka, life during daytime is a daydream. During nighttime is a night dream. They are both illusions. Idi nijamukadu, adi nijamukadu. This is not true. That is not true. You alone are true. The self who is present as pure consciousness in both dream and waking states is the only true reality. The world is constantly changing. The self alone is real and changeless. Only the self exists, and he is Brahma, the one without second. Ekameva advitiyam Brahma." The experience of oneness is the ultimate goal, the ultimate guru to which our divine guru leads our lives by rooting out the darkness of ignorance. On this auspicious day of Guru Purnima, Let us rededicate our lives to live his message of love and truth, experiencing thereof the divine bliss, Brahmanandam. This is the most valuable gift of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, our Guru and God. What greater gift can we aspire to than the experience of divine bliss? So let me resume. The name of our Divine Master, Sai Baba, reveals the path and the goal. Sai is the path, service, adoration, illumination. Baba is the goal, being, awareness, bliss, Atma. I would like to close my talk with a poem that Swami used to sing often in his divine discourses, taken from Sri Guru Gita, which describes the characteristics of the true Guru. The meaning of the poem is, the true Guru is the embodiment of divine bliss, of supreme happiness, of non-dualistic knowledge. He is beyond the pairs of opposites, expansive and pervasive like the sky, the essence of the four great dikta like Tattvamasi. He is one, eternal, pure, changeless, the witness of all mental functions, beyond feelings and emotions, devoid of the three gunas. To such a divine guru, I offer my humble and loving salutations. Brahmanandam Paramasukhadam Kevalam Jnanamurtim Dvandvatitam Gaganasadrisyam Tatvamasyadilaksyam Ekam Nityam Vimalam Achalam Sarvadhi Sakshibhutam Bhavatitam Trigunarahitam Sadgurum Tam Namami Bhavatitam Trigunarahitam Satya Sai Satgurum Tam Namami. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram, offering my humble obeisance at the divine lotus feet of my beloved master, revered elders, brothers and sisters, my hearty Sai Ram to one and all of you, wish you a very happy and holy Guru Purnima. Guru is being adored as Lord Himself. As the Vedic scripture says, Acharya Devo Bhava. We teach our Balvikas students, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. And we revere our Guru as Lord Govinda Himself, as we sing our bhajan, Guru Deva, Guru Govinda. But for a moment, if we start thinking that how fortunate we are that Lord Govinda Himself came down to earth for us to become our Sadguru, we need to ponder over this thought again and again and realize for ourselves the value of our human birth as a companion, as a contemporary to our beloved Bhagavan. We must not forget this truth, that our birth as a human being is very precious, it is very special, that we are in the contemporary of our beloved Bhagavan. And to remember this truth in our whole life and leading our life as per His teachings, immersing ourselves in His activities, is the true achievement of our life. Bhagavan, for this reason, out of His immense compassion, has instructed us to be all together in this organization which is called Sri Satya Sai Organization. My fellow speaker, brother, was talking about the immense activities that is being undertaken around the globe and in our country also. By the grace of Bhagavan, we take up so many activities, and through that we realize Bhagavan in each facet of our lives. Yesterday we saw a ceremonial treatment to more than 2,000 conveners who were assembled here from all parts of India. Perhaps this is first time in the history of the organizations that all the conveners across the country have assembled here. And this was one way of our organization recognizing the relentless service that is provided by our conveners. In the ground level, they have understood for themselves, they have realized Bhagavan even after 3 years have elapsed when Bhagavan shed His physical form. How do they realize Bhagavan through these organizational activities, be it spiritual, be it service, or be it education? Let us take a small example to make things clear. Bhagavan says, when you see in a glass of water the sugar crystals, you can see the sugar, but slowly the sugar disperses into the water. You can no longer see the sugar inside the glass. Then how to realize? You take any drop of water and you can taste the sweetness of that sugar. Same way, Bhagavan, in 2011, April 24th, He dispersed Himself into the whole humanity. Bhagavan exists in every inch of the humanity. Our organization recognizes this truth. And that is the reason our volunteers, our workers, they search for Bhagavan in their fellow brothers and sisters who are living in the villages, who are poor, who are forlorn, who are downtrodden. They live with them to realize Sai within. You ask any of the conveners, those who are assembled, many of them may be present, They are each one have a story. Each one has got a biography of his own, of their immense experience of realizing God during the course of their activities. That is the greatness of this organization, and we must never forget that we are part of such an organization which is invented, which is given to us as a gift by our beloved Bhagavan. I will take you around through the activities that is being undertaken by our organization as a part of the celebration of 90th birthday of our Bhagavan in the coming year. But before that, let us, through a small example, let us realize how immersing ourselves in the organization activities can give us immense ananda, the highest level of bliss that we would have got while we received Pada Namaskar from Swami, what we would have got while we received a special interview from Swami. In a small village, which is part of Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, some sisters planned on a Sunday morning to visit the village. They thought, why to go empty-handed? Let us prepare some cakes and go to the village. So they prepared some cakes overnight, and in the morning they started. They went to the village, knocked the first door, and came out a sister, a woman. These sevadals, they said, Sairam sister, we have some prasadam of Swami for you. And this poor woman opened the box, and when she saw the cakes inside, she cried, started crying. She was almost sobbing. These sevadals, our sisters, they asked her, what happened, sister? And she told, as you know, I am pregnant. And last night, I had a very strong wish to have this cake. I didn't have the money, neither I had the material to prepare this cake. So while going to sleep, I offered my prayer to my Bhagavan. Oh Lord, won't you fulfill the wish of a would-be mother? And I slept. And lo, today morning, you are here at my doorstep offering that cake to me. Have you been sent by God? Are you the messengers of God? And now, both were crying, embracing each other. And withdrawing from that scene, our sisters were asking inside, Bhagavan, was it a drama staged by you to give ananda to that poor lady? And the inner reply came, no, my dear children, this was a drama staged by me to give ananda to you. Don't you get the highest bliss of life while you saw the joyous face of that poor lady? That is what Swami wants us to be involved in the organization and draw this nectarine sweetness out of the organizational activities. Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program 2007 Yugadi, Swami declared that we must work in the village, we must work for each family of the village. Swami very categorically told us that each family should be taken as a unit, and you must go mix with them, understand each of their needs, go and work on various aspects of cares. The seven cares Swami explained very carefully to us, like socio care, agricultural care, health care, educare, and so on and so forth. I think this was a year mark in the organization that Swami had opened up this organization for each one of us. So many activities have been imparted under this supreme program called Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program. There are number of experiences that our brothers and sisters experience every day in the villages, and the physical presence of Swami is realized by the villagers, we are transformed, and in the process we transform others. It is only through I, by we, and to we can do this journey. We do not have any other option. Options are limited. When Swami have been seated here and we take any project and show it to Swami, Swami says, Chala Santosam, I am so happy. Gone are the days. Now it is time we have to realize Swami within. As a part of this Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, we have worked for 6 to 7 years, from 2007 to 2014, in 1,393 villages covering 20 states across India. And the big experience that we have achieved in these 6-7 years, what problems of the villages we have seen, taking that into account, there were 3 crucial projects taken up for the 90th birthday and the 50th year celebration of the organization. And I would be discussing these 3 national initiatives that we have taken. During the implementation of the Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, the Sai organization was conscious of the unemployment problem among the village youths, leading to migration of the youths to towns and cities. This totally changes the demographic profile of the villages. Hardly there are any youths in the villages. You find only old men and women and children. So there is a demographic imbalance in the villages. This results in many distortions in the life of the villages, leading to further degradation of economic status and the happiness quotient therein. Also, the village youths put up many bad habits due to idleness, and they become a burden to the society. The organization keenly was observing this problem in the villages, and organization has taken up this program, Sri Satya Sai Village Rural Training Center, SSRVTC, as part of the 90th year of birthday national initiatives, and integrated as a part of Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program. These rural youths will be imparted needed skills by selecting some village clusters. These skills are those relevant to the needs of the village. It is not intended to train the rural youth to serve as factory workers in the cities and encouraging them to migrate. Rather, the emphasis will be on their retention in the villages and equipping themselves with skills relevant to rural life and needs. The trades we have selected for now are some of the trades are electrician, motor repairing, plumber, carpentry, masonry, tractor mechanic, pump mechanic, mobile phone servicing, etc. This project has already taken off in various parts of India, but all this training that we are providing to the village youth, it goes with a spiritual fervor. It is not like just an employment or training institute. They are captively retained in the institute for 3 to 4 months in the process of learning, in the process of getting expertise on the trades they are trained of. They are also imparted the spiritual education, the values of life, so that they never feel dejected of their life. They start loving themselves and be a better human being and a good substitute for our society. All training should be totally free of cost, including their boarding, lodging and everything. For this, many qualified and retired experienced people will be engaged to train those village youths, those persons especially from polytechnics and government departments are recruited for this. After completion of this program, we'll encourage and assist those youths to form small business. It is encouraging entrepreneurship, not to get employment in a private sector or public sector. I must feel myself capable of earning my livelihood after I undergo this training. That is the intention of our organization. They will be provided with the basic equipment and tools to start their own business in their own villages or nearby, so that they can be retained in the villages. At the same time, they can earn their livelihood. This is a beautiful, wonderful program taken by organization, and so far with Bhagavan's blessing, our target is to set up 25 such centers initially all over India by the 90th birthday, and steps have already been taken. States like Tamil Nadu with 3 RBTC centers, Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, West Bengal, Kerala, Maharashtra, they all have also formed one each. And coming up are states like Madhya Pradesh, Karnataka, Bihar, Gujarat, Haryana, UP. Those, they will be starting their centers by the end of this birthday, Swami's birthday in November. And it is taking up around India, and almost all the states will take up this project for the 90th birthday of Swami for the upliftment of village youth. Another problem in the villages are the disasters, whether man-made or natural. Disasters are a national phenomena, causing untold misery to the persons affected by it. The super cyclone and recurring floods in Odisha, the havoc wrought by tsunami in Tamil Nadu, the catastrophe recently faced in Uttarakhand are grim reminders of the fact that disasters, though cannot be altogether prevented, can at least be mitigated by effective management. With this objective, Sri Satya Sai organization has taken up disaster management as one of the national initiatives for 90th birthday of Bhagavan and integrated it with the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program. Under this program, youths intensive training is being provided to the youths of the organization and also to the village youths. From such SSSBIP villages which are prone to such disasters, disaster management teams are formed at the state and district level to immediately rush to the spot and commence the rescue operation. It is proposed that around 28 disaster management training centers and 216 disaster management centers by the 90th birthday of Bhagavan. 17 states have already set up disaster management task force for imparting this training and implementing this project in proper. Tamil Nadu spearheaded this program, and Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Kerala, Maharashtra, West Bengal, UP, Gujarat have already opened up their disaster management training centers. Each disaster management centers will have a trained group, and they will be provided the necessary tools. In Tamil Nadu, the Mahila wing is very active in disaster management program. They not only are trained in how to mitigate the disasters, but they have started training other sisters as to how to protect themselves when the natural calamity falls on us. And soon we are planning that in all the states there will be Mahila wing also learning, giving training as regards how to manage the disasters. It is the third problem what we in these 7 years of working in SSS BIP was that of malnutrition. Among children and mothers, you would have seen recent reports from ENO, would our country has a very unfortunate ranking in terms of infantile death and death of mortality rate of our mothers. Swami's heart always melted, and he wanted us to take concrete steps to prevent this. So in most part of this country, this is a problem of malnutrition, which results in high percentage of miscarriage and infantile death. Even the children who survive despite malnutrition continues to remain sick and become prone to many of the communicable and non-communicable diseases. As India constitutes to be predominantly a rural economy, this affects badly our national health index. This problem is a gigantic one which requires concerted effort by government and non-government agencies. Bhagavan was always concerned about these mothers and children, as he very well knew that a healthy mother and a healthy child can protect the health of the society. Keeping Swami's view, the organization, which is ever vigilant to the needs of the nation, has taken up this project with right earnest as a humble offering at the lotus feet of Bhagavan on his 90th birthday. It is proposed to provide nutritious supplement of food by using Sai protein, which was formulated by Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan has given the composition as to how to prepare Sai protein, what should be the portion of cereals, what should be the percentage of pulses, so that a baby or a mother gets the right amount of nutrients, proteins and carbohydrates. Taken regularly, it will provide enough nutrients to the mother and child. It will be taken as a pilot project in 10 to 20 villages in the state of Tamil Nadu, and on successful implementation of this project will migrate to the other parts of India. These are, in nutshell, the three basic initiatives that the organization is looking forward for the 90th birthday of Swami. All these projects have emanated from the SSS BIP. Regarding the works done by our organization in various fields across India, due to paucity of time, I will limit it to some state's program. I beg apology from all of you if I cannot include your state's program. But in front of Swami, it is my strong conviction that each of the state of India are going with Swami as per his teachings, as per his advice. They are all progressing, and Swami's blessing will continue to get the way you had been getting it for the past years. Swami will always be with you. Carry on, brothers and sisters, Swami's mission in this line. The state of Kerala has taken up some beautiful innovative programs. Sri Satya Sai Patient Rehabilitation Project. More than 3,000 patients who have been operated in the super speciality hospitals of Prasanthi and Whitefield have been adopted by the state. Their adoption is in three tier. For the patients, those who cannot afford the cost of medicine, even the cost of food for themselves, those patients have been totally adopted by the state organization. They take care of their fooding, clothing, medicine, everything. There are categories of patients, those who can though afford their food, but due to the cost of medicine, they cannot afford it. Organization has taken their burden and they provide the medicine to be taken timely. There are another categories of patients, those who has the affordability, but they are not quite aware of. So they are given the awareness program, and it is a beautiful program taken by the state of Kerala. Stop is another nice program. Stop, think, organize and proceed. A program taken by the same state of Kerala for the youths, those who have been fallen prey to bad habits like drug abuse and all. They have taken up several awareness programs through which more than 8,000 youths have been aware, given awareness on this project, and it is working tremendous. It is having a tremendous response in the state of Kerala. They have programs like free dialysis in a particular district of Kerala. They have this Sai Vastudhara project for the people who are homeless. They are preparing concrete houses for them and providing them. So these are some of the activities by Kerala. Similarly, in Andhra Pradesh, Dinajana Udharana Patakam, a program under which more than 330 orphans have been taken in the age group of 6 to 15 years, and they have been totally adopted by the state. They have a residential facility. They are given quality education, quality fooding, quality nurturing to groom them to become a responsible citizen of the country. Similarly, they provide cooked foods in the government hospitals. More than 250 attendants of the patients are given free cooked hot food in the government hospitals. So this is something Swami would be very happy at your such initiatives. Satyasai Kailasa Ratham, a dead body carrying vehicle which gives free services at the last time of a human, that is a nice program. Apart from that, they have taken so many computer skills, job skills programs in Andhra Pradesh. Similarly, in the state of Odisha, they have taken a nice project called Satakoti Likhita Nama Yajna. In this, people from all the sects of the society, be they devotees of Bhagavan or not, they are encouraged to write the name of Bhagavan. So we have a target of fulfilling 100 crores of Lord's name by the 90th birthday, and there will be made a Santi Stupam, a Sarvadharma Stupam underneath. All the books containing Swami's name will be kept underneath. Similarly, Akhanda Jyoti Jatra, another program of spiritual fervor among different houses. Swami is visiting each and every houses by becoming a Jyoti Swarupa, and the households keep that Jyoti and feels that Swami resides in their home for one day. So this way we have created awareness, and we have taken a promise before Swami that by 90th birthday, each household of Odisha will be aware that Swami's 90th birthday is being celebrated all over the world. That is our target. And through this spiritual upsurge comes the motivation for service. And our brothers and sisters, our youths are rendering in Odisha their relentless service in the name of Swami. They have taken up a new project called Sarveshantu Niramaya. It is a project on preventive health care. The awareness among the villagers on four tiers of healthcare, preventive healthcare, that is the spiritual aspect of healthcare, the individual diseases, specific diseases and communicable diseases, all these are being given awareness in the villages, and we have taken 42 villages as model villages. So after 1 year, we want to compare that in those 42 villages, how through our activities the level of disease have come down over the years. Similarly, there are several programs in Tamil Nadu, Gujarat. I do not have time really to express everything before you. Inspired by the call of the divine to bring smile on thousands of suffering from poverty, hunger and sickness, the organization in different states of India sprang into action. The activities undertaken by them are diverse, depending on local needs and considering the volume and variety. It is not possible to compile in a 15 minutes lecture. It will be a big case study for the whole world to see what the organization does in India and abroad. One more wing, if I leave, it will be an offense. Bal Vikas, Swami's beloved project. Bal Vikas, with an enormous strength of over 18,000 gurus and 14,000 Bal Vikas centers, taking up value education in a year, 9-year curricula, is an astounding achievement in making the tiny birds bloom. This program produces ideal citizens who will be shaping the destiny of the nation and the world. The organization invests itself in the small kids so that we can get in return responsible citizens of the country. That is a big project in which basically our sisters have done immense sacrifice to make this Bal Vikas program a rampant success in the coming days to come. We have to have, in the galaxy of activities that the organization has given us, we have to have choose the activities according to our choice. Be it any activity, be it a spiritual service, education, be it a youth activity, be it a Mahila activities, through any activity we can reach the lotus feet of Bhagavan easily without any problem. But we have to take the step. There is no alternative. We cannot directly reach Bhagavan. We have to go through the organization. As a famous Hindi proverb says, Patthar maroge to phal milega. It says, Patthar maroge to phal milega. You have to throw a stone in order to get a fruit from a tree. Har patthar mein phal nahi milega. With every stone you won't get a fruit. But patthar maroge to hi phal milega. It is only by throwing a stone only you can get a fruit. There is no other way. There is no other way than joining the organization, be it in its mainstream, and drive along the path of Sai to reach Sai. With these words I conclude. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagavan's divine blessings, esteemed elders and my dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all of you. Way back in the year 1965, almost 50 years back, a 15-year-old boy came here at Prashanthi Nilayam in search of guidance, in search of a guru. He was fortunate to be blessed with an interaction with Bhagavan, and he prayed to Swami, Swami, please guide me, please bless me with the art of music, please show me a guru who can teach me music. Swami blessed him and said, yes, yes, everything will come in time. I will also send you the right gurus. You will even become world famous. Those words of Bhagavan, as always, has come true in the form of Sri Kalaima Mani Padma Shri Kadri Gopalnath. Music is universal. Music is forever. It has no religion, no borders. With this spirit of unity, we have this evening Kalaima Mani Padma Shri Dr. Kadri Gopalnath and his team of fellow musicians offering their love in the form of an instrumental musical stream gushing forth to embrace the lotus feet of our Divine Master. Under the tutelage and guidance of gurus like Sri Gopal Krishna Iyer, Padma Bhushan, Dr. T.V. Gopal Krishnan, and late Sri Balakrishna Pillai, Sri Gopal Nath has journeyed from learning the basics of Carnatic music to composing his own music. Over the 64 years, Sri Gopal Nath has flourished into an unquestionable maestro. He has received several honors and titles such as Asthana Vidwan of Sri Kanchi Kamakoti Peetham, Sri Shringeri Mutt, Sri Udupi Mutt, Sri Mantralaya Mutt, Tirupati Devasthanam, to name a few. Among prestigious awards, he is the recipient of Ganakala Bhushana, Saxophone Chakravarti, Saxophone Samrat, Sangeet Samrat, to name a few. He received his doctorate in music from the University of Bangalore and his second doctorate from the Mangalore University, and to top it all, the Padma Shri from the President of India in the year 2004. He was also blessed to perform in front of Bhagwan on several occasions since 1979, which he fondly cherishes with gratitude. This evening, he will be accompanied by Kalaima Mani Ek Kanya Kumari on violin, Vidwan B. Hari Kumar on mridangam, Pandit Rajendra Nakod on tabla, and Vidwan B. Rajshekhar on mukshank. Please welcome Kalaima Mani Padma Shri Dr. Kadri Gopal Nath and his team of fellow musicians. Jai Sai Ram.
सद्गुरु सत्य साई भगवान की जय. टुडे रियली आई एम सो हैप्पी टू परफॉर्म इन द वेकेशन ऑफ पूज्य गुरु पूर्णिमा. सो वी विल चॉइस टुडे प्ले भगवान बाबास गोल्डन वॉइस भजन्स ऑल मैग्जिम. So please bless us to serve the God to prayer. Thank you, Sai Ram. Govinda Krishna Jai, Gopala Krishna Jai, Sai Ram. Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Shambho, Sai Shambho. Bhajare Ramacharanam Sadadam.
Thank you.
பகவான் பாபா பாடியிருக்கிற இந்த பாட்டு அவரோட கோல்டன் வயசிலே, ஸ்ரீ லக்ஷ்மி ரமண நாராயண. விட்டலா பாண்டு ரங்க விடலாம் புரிந்தம் தாஸ்கிருதி ஜெகதோதாரண ஆடிச்சுதலே ஜோதா.
Thank you.
అన్నమాచార్య కృతి బ్రహ్మముకుటేపుర. குறையொன்றுமில்லை ராகமாக. Om Namo Narayana.
Thank you.
Sai Ram. We are going to samarpana the concert to Lord Bhagavan Sathya Sai with the Purandar Dasa Krati, two number of Purandar Dasa. Thamburi Medidava, Bhavabdi Dardava, followed by Bhagyada Lakshmi.
Jai 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 Ganapati Deva.
Parama Kripalu
नानक जी की जय जयकार ಮಿಸ್ ಭಜರೆ ಗುರು ಚರಣಂ
सुख शांति नहीं। हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं। हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं। हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं।
हरि नाम बिना
हरि भजन बिना शांति नहीं। जप जान बिना तन योग नहीं।
जप जान बिना
narayana narayana om satya narayana narayana om narayana narayana om satya narayana
Shri Sai Ram, invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings. Tomorrow morning, after the Vedam chanting from 8 a.m. to 8:20 in Sai Kulwant Hall, the graduating batch of nursing students from the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, will be offering their gratitude program to our most beloved Lord. The morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagawan's Divya Darshan. As a part of the Guru Purnima celebrations at Prashanti Nilayam, tomorrow evening in Sai Kulwant Hall, after the Vedam chanting from 4:30 to 5, the Bal Vikas children and Mahilas from Bali, Indonesia, will be offering a dance drama presentation on Little Krishna. The evening program will then conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Sai Bhagwan and Divyanu Graha Asisiluto, Repu Udayam Karikramam, Sai Kulwant Sabhamandapallo, Swami Vari Divya Sanidilo, Enimidi Gantalaku, Veda Parayananto Prarambamai, Enimidi Gantala Ireve Nimshalaku, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield Yokka, Vidya Abhyasanni Purti Chesukuntuna, నర్సింగ్ విద్యార్థినీయులు ఒక కృతజ్ఞతాపూర్వక సాంస్కృతిక కార్యక్రమాన్ని స్వామివారి చరణ కమలాల చెంత ప్రేమతో సమర్పిస్తారు. ఉదయం కార్యక్రమం భజన మంగళహారతితో సమాప్తమవుతుంది. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. కొనసాగుతున్న గురు పౌర్ణిమ పండుగ సంబరాల్లో భాగంగా రేపు సాయంకాలం కార్యక్రమం సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపంలో స్వామివారి దివ్య సన్నిధిలో 4:30 వేద పారాయణంతో ప్రారంభమై 5 బాలి ఇండోనేషియా నుండి విచ్చేసిన బాలవికాస్ పిల్లలు మరియు మహిళలు చిన్ని కృష్ణునిపై ఒక సంగీత నృత్య నాటకాన్ని స్వామివారికి భక్తితో సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాలం కార్యక్రమం భజన మంగళహారతితో సమాప్తమవుతుంది. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.
Till now you were listening to the live proceedings from Sai Kulwant Hall, Prashanti Nilayam. We now take you back to our regular program schedule.